This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I oppose it, Mark, for several reasons, but these bills essentially provide, as you stated, I mean, it provides blanket immunity for the makers of certain pesticides and herbicides, like glyphosate, herbicides that have been, linked to health problems.
So that is Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting. I had him on the show on Tuesday discussing this bill that is working its way through the Missouri legislature. It has passed the House. It is now over in the Senate. And what happens next is anybody's guess. Now, once we reported on this story, I wanted to make sure we could get somebody from Bayer, one of the makers of a Roundup and glyphosate, which is at issue here, to talk about this. Jess Christensen is joining us this morning, head of crop science and sustainability communications for Bayer. And Jess, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a minute this morning. I appreciate that. Obviously, you've heard all of the arguments against the bill. Adam Schnelting is one of the senators who says that he has concerns about it. Can you kind of tell people what the genesis of this bill was and why Bayer thinks it's so important?
Absolutely. This bill is really about protecting agriculture when it comes to producing the food, fuel, and fiber we need. If farmers don't have access to safe, affordable products like Roundup or other crop protection products, they just simply are not going to be able to produce enough food. And prices will go up for us as consumers. So I think to some of the questions, Mark, I think these are great ones to address today. So blanket immunity just simply isn't true. This bill is really about upholding a very rigorous, scientifically based process that these products go through when they get registered to be sold or to be used by farmers. So it's really about the label, and that's it.
It's about the label. If the Missouri Independent wrote a piece on this, and they said that the person who sponsored it, Dane Deal, the representative out of Butler, would make the label required by federal pesticide regulators sufficient to satisfy any requirement for a warning label regarding cancer under any other provision of current law. So, in other words, that's what it's about, that if there's a warning label on it, that should be enough to let people know without all of the litigation that has occurred, correct?
Yeah, the label is a really good place to set a bit of context. So when we, or any manufacturer of these products, not just Bayer, when we go through the registration process at first the EPA and then the state level, that process also includes, based on all the hundreds of studies that we have to conduct that are very much mandated by the process itself, not studies we choose as a company, not data we only choose to submit. These are very, very structured and controlled studies. Those studies are reviewed. As part of the process to get it registered, the EPA will say, okay, based on all this data and the way the product's going to be used, you have to label a certain way. The label is the final step in the registration process. So actually, a company like Bayer would be out of compliance if we added something to the label that just was not true. And so basically, what the bill is saying is that process is the process we have today in this country to regulate products. And we should be regulated. These are products that are used by millions of folks around the world. So let's make sure they go through a really rigorous process. So if you do that and you label according to that, then we have satisfied the requirement for health and safety warning.
So if you change the label, if that's what ultimately happens, Jess, then it sounds like that would give Bayer some level of immunity from litigation. We know that they've paid out billions of dollars in lawsuits as recently as 2020. So my question would then be, if this glyphosate is safe, then why would Bayer as a company need any level of immunity?
Yeah, that's also a wonderful question. So, you know, the way that the litigation industry works today, there's claims that are being made that really don't have the backing of science. And so for in our case, we have paid billions of dollars. You're absolutely correct. We reserved $16 billion, as a matter of fact, to help resolve some of these claims and cases. We've spent over $10 billion of that already. And so, you know, that's why we as Bayer are standing up amongst many other members and coalitions across the country, both at the federal and state level, to really talk about this and bring more discussion and transparency. So in our case, what we're trying to say is, listen, we have to have some stability and consistency based on science and based on the regulations, the law. If those are followed, then we should not be sued for a failure to warn. Now, that does not mean that it's going to stop people from suing, nor should it, right? When it comes to other things like warranty breaches, other product failures, you know, we actually think that companies should be liable if they do harm. And that's why I want to make sure that people really understand this is not blanket immunity by any means.
Sure, sure. And in terms of what happens, I know you're making this effort in a number of states around the country. If this doesn't pass, for example, it sounds like the suggestion is that Bayer might get out of the glyphosate business. I mean, and then farmers don't have that option. Is that the concern here?
Yeah, I mean, you just heard me say that the $10 billion we've already spent, it's actually over that already. You know, I'm a scientist by background, and, you know, I grew up in southern Missouri myself. I'm a proud Missourian, and I think about all the innovation that we need, our farmers need. It's hard to farm, and so a company like Bayer, we need to be putting that money into our R&D engine. Creating innovation is expensive, and so, you know, we need to keep on top of all the challenges farmers have. It just doesn't make business sense to continue, honestly, right? If you're going to have to continually pay out billions and billions, that's just not a sustainable business model. We've been pretty clear on that. That will have impacts on the farming community. And so we're not the only producers of glyphosate. But, you know, if glyphosate isn't available, there's been studies that say that, you know, the cost of food for an average family of four here in the U.S. could go up by nearly 40% or more. I mean, this is how important these crop protection tools are when it comes to the production of food, and then ultimately how much we're paying at the grocery store. So, you know, I think it's critically important that people understand that the rigor that these products go through. Roundup's been on the market for over 50 years now. And it's not only the EPA here in the U.S., but no global leading regulatory authority around the world has found any link of glyphosate to cancer.
You know, I'll be the first to admit I'm a skeptic about all of this. And there have been studies, though, that have linked it. And, you know, I just think about, yes, there are studies that say it's safe, but I think about, you know, potential ties to Bayer or other companies that produce it that might have some monetary incentive to want to say that, to have that finding. It comes off questionable to me, you know, when you think about, for example, the FDA for all of these years saying red dye 40 and all these other things we find in food and so much of the food that we're feeding our children. Oh, that's safe. Come to find out it's not safe at all. So what's any different from this with these studies that have in fact shown that there is some sort of a link? I mean, isn't that enough to say, hey, you know what, let's pump the brakes here. Let's really investigate this and make sure that there's not anything that could be harmful?
Yeah, the how the process works for companies and by our government itself through the EPA, if there is any finding of new data, so once a product's registered, like Roundup, I just said it's been on the market for 50 years, right?
Right.
So there's
right.
a couple of things. That once it's registered, it gets reevaluated at least every 15 years. But in between that, if there's any new data that is substantiated, that's peer-reviewed, that's flagged by anybody could submit some concerns to the EPA or the state authorities. And I failed to mention this before. Products go through two levels of reviews, federal level at the EPA, and then the final say is the states. So Missouri has its own process that it goes through and reviews the data and says, okay, yes, you can actually sell and use the product here in the state of Missouri. But if there's any concern, and somebody can submit that and say, hey, we think there's a problem with this product, then the EPA will reach out, and we're obligated as a company, if we have any finding, we're legally obligated to flag that through an official process for reevaluation. So I get the skepticism over big companies, and, you know, I think I get it. I get some people like big companies. We don't like big companies. But the reality is we're held to an extremely high standard, as we should be. And there's no behind the scenes things going on with data or, you know, what's submitted, what's not. I mean, we would personally be liable for that, right? Not only as a company, but our employees would.
Sure.
So, for example, I was in regulatory and I used to have to sign some of those dossiers that would be submitted. If I would forge anything or misrepresent any of the data, I could literally go to jail. I mean, I'm a mom of two kids. I have a husband. I am not going to jail. I love working for my company. But so I think it's important that people understand how rigorous and strict this is, really.
Well, and I know there's yet to be a vote on it in the Senate. We'll see how that goes. Jess Christensen, thanks for giving us the other point of view here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You
appreciate
bet.
You.
Yep, take care of yourself. Jess Christensen there from Bayer. Talking about this, and as I mentioned, Adam Schnelting and some other senators, I think Nick Schroer and a few others, have discussed potentially filibustering this in the Senate. So I don't know what changes between now and then. We don't know where leadership is on it. I haven't heard anything on that. It could end up tying up the Senate if there's a filibuster, and then you're delaying tax cut bills and everything else. So it's a complicated matter, but we wanted to make sure we got both mm-hmm. sides represented here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to be clear, I would not support this bill. I think about, you know, McDonald's, where they had that lawsuit after someone, you know, I guess spilled the coffee and they had, what, third-degree burns or something? Well, they were then forced to put that label, like caution, very hot, on their cups. But that wouldn't, to my knowledge, stop somebody from suing the company if, in fact, their coffee was so hot that it would cause a third degree burn again, because coffee should be warm, but not that hot. And so that's the concern I have with this, is it seems yeah. like they're basically saying, well, hey, we're going to check the box and say we put the label on that it could this or it could that. But in no way should a company have immunity from litigation. That should instantly signal a red flag for people.
She said that they wouldn't have immunity.
Well, she said blanket immunity.
Wouldn't
the blanket immunity.
Be immunity
that's very different from just immunity.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
some level of immunity.
And they claim that no studies have linked it to cancer.
That's not entirely true.
Well, I mean, somebody sent me a piece from the industry who said that I think I read this on the air the other day that there had been a study somewhere from the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research on Cancer, that said it was a probable carcinogen, but that finding is also being disputed by obviously the industry. So I don't know. I just wanted to allow her to have a say here, mm-hmm. and let people know that that's why Bayer is pushing this.
Yeah.
I guess they're afraid that in this litigious society we have, where you can sue anybody for anything, at some point it doesn't make much sense for them to keep making this if they're about to get cost them billions of dollars a year in lawsuits.
I get that, and I'm so glad that we had someone on, because
yes.
I think they absolutely deserve the right to defend themselves over this. So I'm really thrilled we had her on, and I appreciate her time and answering my tough questions, because I'm very open that I'm skeptical about this. I think there's so many things that they have all these studies that show that it's safe, and they go through all these rigorous regulations and blah, blah, blah. It's not just Roundup. It's so many things in our food, and it's bogus. And it takes decades and decades before people finally wake up and, for example, I keep going back to Red Dye 40, but finally see, oh, you know what? There is a connection to ADHD and all these other health issues that we're starting to see across the country.
I mean, there's that argument. I agree. But we'll see what happens. And it's in other states, too, where they're trying to do this.
Get more at 971talk.com.